Today we'll be doing Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Lo yispalel b'libo levad ela mechaticha dvarim b'sfasav u'mashmiya la'oznav b'lachash v'lo yashmiya kolo v'im einu yachol l'chavein b'lachash mutur l'hagbiya kolo v'hanimile b'ino levein atzno aval b'tzibur asr da'asi l'mitra tzibura." If a person cannot only daven in their hearts, they also have to express it verbally, and they have to be able to hear what they're saying, but they shouldn't raise their voices too much. They should just keep their voice at a way where they can hear themselves without disturbing others. But that's only when you're davening by yourself. Then you could raise your voice if you need the extra kavana to help with kavana. But if you're davening b'tzibur and you're going to disturb other people, then you're not allowed to raise your voice under any circumstances. And the Rama says, "V'im mashmiya kolo b'veso kishem mispalel kedei sheyalam du mimenu b'nei beso muter." If you raise your voice when you're davening at home, in order that your children learn from you, then it would be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Hay says, "U'mashmiya v'yesha kasu d'tzarech lachosh l'divrei hazohar shaf lechadchila lo yashmiya la'aznav." You should be concerned for the Zohar that even lechadchila you should not be able to hear the words that are coming out of your mouth. We assume that it's better to hear the words that are coming out of your mouth. However, halacha, everyone agrees that if you at least said the words, you said the words, even if you can't hear them, everyone agrees that you would technically still be yotze. So Mishnah Berurah says that we derive this halacha about hearing the words that you're saying from Chana, because the pasuk says that her lips were moving, but no voice was heard. And the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that if a person makes his voice heard during Tila, then he's lacking emunah. He doesn't believe that Hashem can really hear him. And if he raises his voice excessively during Tila, then he's from the Nevi'ei Hasheker, because that's what they used to do when they were worshiping their idols. They would speak in a loud way to their avodah zara. La'ayim bevirka Yosef. You should daven in such a way where even your friend standing next to you can't hear you. So if you can't focus, if you can't have kavana when you daven that with that low of a voice, then you should raise your voice enough to be able to focus. Just make sure that you don't distract others, like we said. Even for Psukka de Zimra, it's best to not raise your voice. Hashem hears when you're davening quietly. Not like those who raise their voices excessively. But on Shabbos, let's say, when the minhag was to have people have the chazan say Psukka de Zimra out in a loud voice, then you would be allowed to daven out loud. The Taz thinks that even if one can concentrate, but they can't focus as well as they could have if they were davening a little bit louder, then they can raise their voice. But the Ber Halacha thinks that is incorrect. That even if you're able to hear yourself a little bit, but you're not able to concentrate, then you can raise your voice, because if you could focus without having to raise your voice, then it will be a problem to do so. Even to make your voice heard a little bit, and certainly not to raise your voice, that would be a problem when you're a bit seaboard. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Siv Gimel tomorrow.